Muted?
I'm not muted. It's just fun to goof around.
Oh, you fucker. I was hearing like noise. What an asshole. Wow.
That's me sometimes.
Do you know how much stress I go through, man, as the producer of the new noise with Shane Told and Mike Howell?
It's got to be immense, especially on a week like this.
Oh. What a segue. We're getting good at this show.
We are.
Man,
wow.
Nice job. No, we have a huge week. Not
insane.
Not three, not previews. We're talking about a top six.
Top six.
Yeah, we couldn't limit it to five. Too much to talk about. Could have been a top nine. And off the record, Mike, you were saying that this could be a week of six number ones.
I really think it could, depending on your personal music tastes. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised to see all six of these in people's top tens at the end of the year.
Wow. That's a huge statement. The week of April, whatever it is, 16th will be the date.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big week.
Before we talk about this week, I mean, we got to talk about last week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do every single time. Now, I had a big package on my doorstep this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. A big package, as in the mail. Let's not get dirty.
I know what you're talking about. My mind's out of the gutter right now and into the music scene.
From a band called Good Terms.
Who oh, really?
Was in our list last week. Put out a great album, Turning Point.
They sent me an absolute banger.
They sent me a hoodie. They sent me a long sleeve T-shirt, which wow. I would be wearing now, but I already wore them, so they're in the wash.
We can't be long sleeve buddies. What the heck?
Oh, I know. Two copies of their vinyl, and this record did not disappoint, man.
Like, not at all.
For me, it's. I know we had Termina. I know we had the Nuzeo. Mm-hmm. This was record of the week for me for sure.
Oh yeah, and I totally understand that. Like. It was so good. It had portions of it that were just super poppy and portions of it that were super punky. And I mean,
yeah,
the entire spectrum, it was just such a fun record all the way through. I don't think there's a bad song on it. And
no,
just amazing. So well done for those guys.
So well done. This competes with everything as far as I'm concerned in just about every aspect. If you talk mm-hmm. about musicianship, if you talk about production, lyrically, just the vibe, so good. I gotta say, Mike, you know, they're saying that they're your friendly neighborhood emo band.
Yeah,
I think they're a punk band. This record was very punk, like tons of fast parts. I think what was cool though was like sometimes it was getting almost to be like proggy punk because some of the guitar work and bass work super technical, fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And like, I mean, they even delve into a little bit of like metalcore at points and stuff like that, which is always a fun thing for me. But I think there's a little bit on this record for absolutely everybody, and you can't ignore it. This record is so good, and it doesn't sound like a first album either.
No,
it sounds like a band's like third or fourth album. It sounds refined. And I know these guys have been in the industry for a long time, but as much as I already love this record and I'm kind of obsessed with it and I've been listening to it a lot, I can't wait for album number two already. Like, if this is these guys' first album, like, number two just got to go up, right? We talk about how important a sophomore record is.
Yes.
And, man, I think these guys are going to hit that number two point and they're going to blow up.
Absolutely. I cannot talk about this record enough. I think, I think it's maybe track four. It's called like Wither Away or something like that.
Something like that.
That song is incredible. Like that, if we're making Song of the Year lists so far on April 14th, which is when we're recording this, to me that could be Song of the Year, at least probably in the top five. I think that that song is incredible. I love this record. That's and
probably
I,
my favorite song on the record too.
Go get your Good Terms rookie card, okay? Listen to this band. Tell them you heard about it here because this band is so good. So
100%.
Good. So good.
And then, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. We got to talk about that new Termina album, too.
Really, really good, too.
Our boy Andy absolutely slaying it on this record.
Yes. Our boys, Andy boys, and Nick. Yeah. Nick Nocturnal, that is, Andy Sizek being the vocalist for this band. This is kind of like a Twitch super group. And it doesn't feel like it, though. This feels like a very refined, well thought out piece of work. This competes with any sort of progressive metalcore release out there.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, it does something that a lot of progressive metalcore records kind of lose me with sometimes too, where they're technical all the time. And you've got to really know when to take your foot off the gas. And I think Nick really knows, as a guitarist and instrumental writer, when to do that. And there are definitely points where, yes, he lays into it and he writes some absolutely crazy riffs.
Yep.
But there's times during the choruses and during some of the breakdowns and stuff like that where he takes it back and he's like, hey, these guys need a minute. Let them catch up with what's going on.
Yep.
And they're always so well timed when he does that. And I think this record is just kind of a, I'm not going to say it's anything super special or it's not groundbreaking in the metalcore scene, but it's kind of a masterclass on how to write a consistently good album all the way through that, I mean, I can put it on and just enjoy all the way through.
Absolutely. Andy's vocals are crushing, to say the least. Yeah, I agree with everything you said, Mike. I think I like that both Nick and Andy, they are playing to the song. Even though they both have immense talents on their respective instruments, you know, being vocals and guitar, they are playing to this kind of greater good. I actually thought, like, even there were points where the drums really shined. And,
oh, 100%.
I actually don't even know if they got a drummer to play this. Or
I'm
if this
pretty sure they're all programmed drums.
And even the programmed drums shined in, like, a cool way. So I think that that's cool. You know, they're not trying to one-up each other. They're trying to make a good project. And I thought that there was a lot of cool... I only listened to this record once, and there's a lot of screaming. I'm not catching every lyric going through, but I've thought that there was a lot of thought-provoking ideas and stuff, too.
Definitely
on this record.
Was.
This isn't just some class in, like, hey, I can sing, like, really high and scream really good and play guitar real fast. It is not that record. It could have been that record. It's not that record, and I do appreciate that about it.
Mm-hmm. They didn't take this as an opportunity to just say, like, hey, we're some of the best in the business and we decided to get together and just show off. They said, hey, we're going to make some actual music that's going to mean a lot to some fans.
Yep, absolutely. And Baby Hyper says they're programmed drums. So there you have it.
Perfect. There we go. Confirmed. All right. Do you have anything else you want to talk about from last week?
I don't think I really listened to much else unless I'm maybe forgetting some stuff.
I listened to the new Zayo album. It was okay.
Oh yeah, Zayo. I didn't hear it. I forgot about that one. Yeah. I remember listening to the singles, thinking that it was very, very like aggressive, Converge, very over the top. Was the rest of the record kind of follow suit with that?
I'd say it's similar. If you're a fan of the old metalcore sound, you're gonna love that record still.
Cool.
If you're not, it's gonna kind of bore you a little bit. I was a little bored at times just because it's a lot of the same thing throughout the record. But I think overall it was pretty decent.
All right. Very cool. Very cool.
You ready to get into this week and the absolute buffoonery of how good it is?
I cannot wait for the buffoonery, Mike. The top six most anticipated albums of the week. That's right. That's right, people at home. We have six this week, not five. We could not leave any of them out.
Nope.
So let's get to it, Mike, and number six.
So number six... This is a band from Australia. You know they're going to be good. They're a deathcore band. And I've got to preface this. This album is called Epilogue. It's by a band called To The Grave.
Okay. To The Grave,
this album,
number six.
It's kind of a retry at their first album. They've re-recorded all the songs. They've added a bunch of features. They've tossed around the order. They've changed some songs. They've added new songs. I'm calling it a new album because this band is so small still that it's basically their debut. I'm just going to let them have it.
So let me get this straight. This is their record, Global Warning, from 2019. They've redone their record.
Yep, and they've made it like 16 tracks now.
That's really interesting. In fact, I will say that that's kind of almost unheard of, to be honest. Yeah. You know, usually newer bands, like almost to a fault, they want to, you know, just...
Cycle new material.
Old stuff sucks. The new stuff's way better, you know? And and then sometimes it's like, actually, like, the first shit you ever wrote was pretty good and no one heard it. Like, don't... Maybe it would be a good idea to re-record it. So this is really unheard of, but I'm not against it.
And honestly, so I listened to the first record and I was like, man, there's some production issues. The songwriting's pretty good. I got the record early. It just showed up because sometimes that happens with our pre-orders, right? And I listened to it. Oh my God. These are pretty much the same songs. They sound so much fucking heavier.
Oh, wow.
It's disgusting. The two new singles they have off this, I think it's Record, but it's just REC, and then Terrorist Threat, are absolutely demolishing songs.
Mm-hmm.
This is some absolutely amazing deathcore, and I think if you're fans of, like, kind of the bigger deathcore acts, like Carnifex or Cattle Decapitation even, even some of, like, the newer elements that bands like Darko are bringing in with kind of the creepy samples and things like that, they do that. This band does it all, and I'm really impressed, and I think this is going to become one of the biggest up-and-coming deathcore bands. They're going to be opening for bands like Enterprise Earth really soon and just blowing up. I think the pit's going to be absolutely wild when these guys make it to the States.
Cool. No, and I'll be honest, Mike, I don't know much about this band at all, but I see that they're on Nick Nocturnal's Modern Metal playlist, so there you
go. Probably pretty
good. These things are just coming full circle. That's really cool. That's really weird, though, to it's just such a weird concept. I kind of can't get over that, to redo an album, you know, I especially when we've had so much time off and this band is already secluded being in Australia. You'd think that they would be pushing towards it. But, you know, I'm sure they have new stuff. It's just like, hey, let's make sure our old stuff still gets its due. So very, very
exactly. And I mean, I think it's such a cool thing, too. Like, you got to take risks with what's going on right now and everything like that. And I think this is a good risk to take almost.
Yeah. Because, I mean, some people would actually maybe say it's not a risk. You've already put this out. You already know it's half decent. You already know that there's people out there that like it. But I think, I don't know. I back this idea. I think it's cool. I think there's a lot of bands, younger bands don't seem to realize that, like, hey, no one really fucking knows you yet. So it's, I think it's okay to do that. And, you know, even with Silverstein, we recorded some of our early stuff. We recorded three times. We recorded the same song just because we felt like there was still something there. We just didn't get it right the first time and
didn't capture the magic.
We worked out for us, I guess. Right. So there you go. All right, cool. Let's get into number five.
So number five, keeping with our heavy theme, classic death metal band. Big friend of the show.
Yes.
We've got Cannibal Corpse coming with their new album, Violence Unimagined. And
yes.
Let me tell you, it's pretty unimaginable that I would be talking about Cannibal Corpse as possibly being on somebody's album of the year list in 2021. I mean, this band has been around for so long and been making good music so consistently. And they always have to be in the conversation for every metalhead whenever they put out a release.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Cannibal Corpse, I'm a huge fan. I have been very vocal about how much I have loved this band since, you know, I was in high school.
Since we started bringing them up on this show with the singles.
Yes, I had Corpse Grinder on the podcast just a few weeks back. That was a trip too for me, and he's a talker, man.
Oh yeah.
So
such a nice dude too.
Such a nice guy. So really crazy, like, just that you have this band now. I knew how many albums they'd put out. It's something like 17 records.
Yeah, it's 15 or 16.
They've
for this one, yeah.
They've put out, and I'm going to throw this out there. I don't think Cannibal Corpse has ever made a bad album.
I don't disagree with you.
I think maybe the worst album they ever made was their first album, which is still kind of a classic in its old way with, you know, like A Skull Full of Maggots and some of those songs. Yeah. But like since Corpse Grinder's been in the band, they've made so many classic death metal records. And now they have Eric Rutan from Hate Eternal, Morbid Angel in the band. I mean, that's like, you know, you're just picking up an all-star now.
We're approaching supergroup territory, which is kind of weird.
And he also is, you know, a great producer.
Mm-hmm.
And
did he produce on this album too? Do we know?
Yeah, he produced this album too. So now he's in the band and producing their records, which is really cool. And I think we've got a raid for Mr. Brandon Saller. If I'm not, let me look in the back end. Oh, Brandon Saller, thank you, buddy. Nice to see
you. Look at that. Howdy,
Atreyu drummer himself. Actually, Atreyu frontman now.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's up from behind the kit. He's roaming around. I just all those
might
years
be a
of
preview
him behind
for
the
later.
Kit. You know, I still just think of him holding it down back there with three kick drums.
Hell yeah.
So there you go. Nice to see you, Brandon. But we're talking about Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, what else, Mike?
I mean, just in general, if you listen to the two singles, they've got Inhuman Harvest and Murderous Rampage, classic Cannibal Corpse song titles, classic Cannibal Corpse sound. This album is going to sound like Cannibal Corpse. It's going to rip as good as the Cannibal Corpse. And I'm so excited for it just because I freaking love Cannibal Corpse.
Absolutely. And we won't get into the reason why Eric Rutan is now in the band. They had a bit of an issue with their old guitar player. A
little bit.
He went all Florida Man on us there. I don't have the news article in front of me, but from what I remember, he tried to attack his neighbor and then burned down his own house, and then they found like a shitload of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, maybe was there some kind of bomb making devices or something like real?
I don't think it was bombs, but I think it was like bones and stuff like that, which like you can legally have human bones if you like buy them right and stuff like that. And there's like medical licensing and stuff involved, but like he didn't have any of that. So like, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah. So they you kind of wondered for a while there. It's like, okay, they can't actually, you know, believe everything they're singing about. I know they're like their drummer's vegan, which I always thought was funny.
Yeah.
The Cannibal Corpse, like they literally have the name Cannibal in their band and their drummer's a vegan. But, you know, when that happens, you're like, oh shit, like these guys are, at least the guitar player, is it Jack O'Brien? Is that his name?
I don't remember.
He that's like, shit is pretty, pretty wild. So. Yeah.
Don't do stuff like that.
No, don't do that stuff like that at all. Pat O'Brien, not Jack O'Brien. Pat O'Brien. Yes.
Yeah. I found out something fun too, because I always kind of, for some odd reason, assumed Cannibal Corpse was from like Atlanta or like the North Carolinas. I don't know why.
Buffalo.
They're from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Buffalo had a real death metal scene back in the day.
Now it's a hardcore scene.
Absolutely. You know, that's like working class, you know, tough as nails. A lot of people call it Tuffalo. And, you know, I mean, growing up where I grew up, like Buffalo is only an hour and a half maybe from where I grew up. So I used to go down there all the time for shows. But then, yeah, I mean, Cannibal Corpse, I think they relocated to Florida and that's where they all live now. But yeah, man.
Maybe that's why I thought of it.
Buffalo's finest.
Oh, yeah. Great album. Well, gonna be great album, hopefully.
I they've never let me down. So yeah, and these singles are good. So I'm ready.
Oh yeah.
All right. Number four.
Number four, we're going back down under. And this time for an EP from a real small band called Bellhaven. Their new EP is called Time Changes Nothing. Do you know anything about this band?
No, absolutely nothing, Mike. I heard about them today. So I heard about them from you today. I know nothing. I'm going to their Spotify page right now for the first time. Yes, tell me about this band.
All right. So this band, they're kind of post-hardcore, metalcore. Absolutely amazing. Super talented songwriters. Both of the singles, Nobody Likes a Hospital and Take Your Pill, are going to be absolutely amazing. This band reminds me lyrically of The Color Morale, but I'd say they're a little bit like modern Color Morale. They're a little bit more metalcore-y, though, kind of like Void of Vision or Pride Lands, who are also from Australia. I think this album is going to be great. It's got one of my favorite lyrics that I've heard so far this year, which is, "You think happiness is real? Well, I sure don't cry in the shower because I like the way it feels."
Oh.
Which, like, ooh, that's spicy, if you ask me.
Spice.
And, I mean, these guys, they've got the same thing where we were just talking about the Termina release, where they know how to be super technical when they need to be, but they know how to lay off the gas as well. And it's, both the singles are so well done. I don't see this EP going wrong. I think it's going to be absolutely incredible.
So, how about this?
Yeah.
I do know this band.
Oh, yeah?
And it just came to me right now. We played with Belhaven. Belhaven, in fact, they opened our tour in Australia when we did a run with Comeback Kid down there.
Okay.
About 3 years ago. And... yeah, it took me a second, but now I was looking at the photos and I was like, wait, that guy looks familiar.
I know those gentlemen.
And sure enough, a quick little Google, I was like, why? And there it is. So yes, we did tour with this band.
Those guys are listening to the show right now like, oh no, he doesn't know us.
I mean, it's just one of those things like that. It's been a few years and what is time these days? And, you know, Australian tours are so short. Like, we probably only played 5 shows with them.
Yeah, I was going to say, 5-6 days?
Yeah, so, you know, it was kind of quick and in and out. But yeah, now it's all coming back.
Check them out, or were you the big band too busy to listen to the little guys?
No, you know, I try to listen to, you know, go check out all the bands that we that we are on tour with. But there are days, like, I don't watch every band every day or anything.
Especially when you're going to Australia, you're so tired just from all the travel and everything like that too, I'm sure.
Yeah. No. 100%. No, I'm reading an article now about how much they love my band. So that's that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And I'm glad that they're on this list amongst so many great bands, because
they're making great music.
They're very, very worthy of this.
They're making great music. That's the only condition to get on these lists.
Awesome. That's it, right? That's it. There's no fucking politics on this list, man.
None.
Mike likes your band, you're in. That's it.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. I think we got some more friends coming up. Some more bands that Silverstein's toured with in the top three. Let's go.
So number three, our good friend Brandon Saller, very similar situation going on with this band. We've got the new album New Age Filth from Hail the Sun.
Hell yes.
Donovan.
Yes.
One of the most talented drummers and frontmen in our scene.
Yep.
Bar none.
Yep.
If you've never heard of Hail the Sun, I like to describe them kind of as if you wrote, or if Dance Gavin Dance wrote ballads.
Interesting.
They're a little bit slower swancore. They're very fun. They almost have this retro feel to them, but I have never been disappointed by Hail the Sun song. I've never been disappointed by this band live. If you don't know who Hail the Sun is and you're not listening to them, I'm sorry for you, because something's missing from your life. I mean, what do you have to say about Hail the Sun, Shane? I'm sure you've heard the band. You've
heard
talked
band.
To Donovan on the show.
Dude, I like love this band. We,
absolutely incredible.
We toured with them they supported us over in the UK, and I didn't know them too well back then. This is going back 3-4 years, and just became great friends with them. And that, you know, you talk about going on tour and watching a band, I watched them every single night. I loved watching Donovan play drums and sing. I also loved when he got off the kit and my boy Alan was back there playing drums because he's a monster. And just a band that I just cannot believe how good they are and how talented they are. And, you know, I think that, like, I think their records have been great, okay?
Oh,
but 100%. But I always preferred them live. Maybe it was because I, you know, saw them a lot when I first heard them. But these singles that have been put out so far, especially Made Your Mark, which is the newest.
Oh, that's my favorite single. One so far, too.
It's my favorite, too. I feel like they've found it now. They've been able to convey the live sound, that production that they kind of had, you know, onto recording. And it's just really, really a great band. I think I encourage everyone to check them out. They are not only one of the finest bands, but they're just, they're awesome people too.
Oh yeah. Just so talented. You're going to listen to this record. And if you've never heard the band, this is going to be a great place to start. Honestly, I don't think you need to listen to their back catalog to get any of their newer material. And it's just top tier post-hardcore. Like, it's so good.
So good. This is a long-awaited one for me.
100%.
Mental Knife is almost 3 years old, I believe, their last record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't sleep on Hail the Sun. They are, like, right on, I think they're right on the cusp of blowing up and being one of those, like, they're already playing bigger venues than you would think. I mean, they're already, like, playing 500-seaters pretty much anywhere. I think that this could be, you know, in the same way that we're
this
about
will
to
be
see
the
era blow up. In that genre, I think Hail the Sun, they could be right there playing those you know, those almost House of Blues size venues or even House of Blues size venues. I think they really have that potential.
I think this will be a bump up to like a 1300 cap.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, I could see it.
For those familiar with the Detroit area, like the Majestic, I could see them headlining the Majestic. No problem.
I absolutely could, too. And I think that a lot of people are going to catch on to this record. It's really great to see.
100%.
Love that you have this in the top three, Mike.
Great band. And it's time to journey into the European segment, I think.
Okay, yes. We are going more, the other side of the pond right now.
More specifically, we're going to the UK. Number two on our list this week, we've got the new album Sleep Society by While She Sleeps.
Yeah. Sheffield's finest.
This band is incredible and has never missed.
Nope. Have not.
I mean, I don't know what to say about this band because that's how good they are and how long they've been good. Very similar to Cannibal Corpse. If you're not familiar with them, they're metalcore, but that doesn't even begin to describe it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would be hard. It's a hard band to, like, if I was just going to speak to somebody and they were like, oh yeah, While She Sleeps, like what are they like or whatever. It is difficult to kind of sum it up in a few sentences. They're heavy as hell.
Yeah.
Very raw.
Very fast at points, but they know how to slow down too.
Right. I guess what it is is they have a real DIY punk attitude to them. They do a lot of shit themselves. They have this.
They do their own printing
for
shirts, everything.
They have their own compound warehouse area that they've built, you know, where they're from in Sheffield, England. And yeah, they do everything there. It's kind of like they call it, I don't know, I forget what they call it, but it's like Sleeps HQ. And they basically are the most hands-on band ever with everything that they do from recording, production, printing, design work, everything else. Now they've started a Patreon where they
I saw that. The Sleep Society.
Exactly, exactly, where they're kind of bringing people into their world and everything.
Which,
and this is they're really huge in the UK, by the way. I'm sure everyone in England is like, yeah, we fucking know While She Sleeps, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're massive over there.
They're not as big over here, which is kind of strange. Like, I don't think I've ever seen them headline anything over 1,000 cap here.
No, like, I mean, they did. I believe it was when we were out doing our last headliner when it all got shut down.
They were doing
it
with Architects.
They were too.
They, Yeah, they were about to do a tour with Architects, I think. Or no, they'd just done a tour with Architects, maybe.
I think, I'm pretty sure they were, Mike, they were headlining when it all got shut down just over a year ago.
Maybe it was.
In the U.S. So, like, I feel like, and I can look it up real quick, but I feel like they were just, yeah, I'm right. March 11th, they were playing Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
March 11th, 2020. So they were in their middle, kind of the middle of their, you know, probably their breakthrough headline U.S. tour when it got shut down. So, hey, here we are. We're back.
Boom. Well, see, like, I'm looking at these dates and it's weird, though, because, like, they were playing the Shelter here in Detroit, which is 400 cap room. And, like, this band is too good to be playing the Shelter. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I love the Shelter. Shit, I'd love to see every band there personally, venue. But no, man, I love that this is here. This is an exciting record, and again, I think every time they put out something, it's going to be good, and it's going to set a new bar for 100%. The metalcore genre because they are different, and they look at metalcore differently. Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. I don't even like to call them a metalcore band because they're so different from what you think of when you think
of that
genre.
It just fits there the best. It's like how we call Silent Planet a metalcore band, even though they're really, like, poetry core, yep. I guess, or whatever. Like,
yep.
It's just different, and it's a different vein of the genre. You Are All You Need is probably one of my favorite singles this entire year so far. Just an absolute banger.
Yeah.
Like, then they've got the song Nervous with Simon from Biffy Clyro on there, which is an amazing feature and fits so well. Like, this album's going to be a banger.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for it.
Absolutely. No, it says right here on their bio, it's punk, it's heavy metal, and it sounds unlike anything you've heard from them before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sound of While Perfect. She Sleeps Reborn. So there you go. We'll see what we'll see what happens with this one. I'm excited.
And cool thing, too, you mentioned, like, they have the Patreon and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually got a bunch of their Patreon members. I don't know what it is on the album, but it just says featuring Sleep Society on one of the songs.
Oh, cool.
And who knows? I don't know, like, if they're going to have, like, a big chorus-y segment and it's a bunch of people singing, or if it's like some other albums that we've heard earlier, or like last year, like how Noia got a bunch of fans to, like, tell their stories and kind of, like, introduce an outro of the album. I don't know what's going to be, but it could be cool.
I'm excited too. Oh, yeah. And I had Laws on the pod, actually. Damon is wondering, just, I don't know, a couple months ago, released a single then. So, yeah, he was just a few months ago. He was on. I talked to him in November, I want to say, probably December. Yeah. November, December, it would have come out. So, yes, check that out.
Hell
still
yeah.
Up. You didn't miss it. Still there. All right, Mike. Well, it's time. We are about to get into the number one record. But before we do, we want to remind you all to check out our great sponsor, Rockabilia.com. They are providing amazing merchandise of bands that you can get for a low price. And if you want to use promo code SHANE, Shane, you can save an additional 10% off their already low prices. Mike, you're modeling. Did you get that from Rockabilia?
I did get this from Rockabilia. This is a beautiful Full of Hell long sleeve shirt.
It is nice.
From their album cycle, The Weeping Chorus.
That's
phenomenal
right.
Phenomenal album.
You can be like Mike. Be like Mike and go like over Mike. To rockabilia.com, promo code Shane. 10% off. Why wouldn't you do that? So there you go. Rockabilia.com. All right. We are going to get into the number one record after this.
Look, everybody, it's this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. Let's go.
Woo!
We've talked about 5 new records, and these are all great. But this band, this is a special one, Mike. I'm really excited about it, and I'm glad that you are putting this on a pedestal. The pedestal it deserves. Tell us what your number one most anticipated album of the week is.
This is a special album. This is, unfortunately, I haven't been able to hype it up as much because I was super hyped for Era. I am just as hyped for this album as I was for this Era record. I think this band is absolutely incredible and deserves everything coming to them. This is their sophomore release, and it's called The Greatest Mistake of My Life by Holding Absence.
Yeah.
This band, another band that's hard to describe. It's easy enough to just say metalcore, hardcore, post-hardcore, whatever. That doesn't even encapsulate a smidgen of what this band is. This band is more of a feeling, more of an emotion, I would want to say. They're able to capture kind of depression and, thematically they have so many themes going on in their lyrics, but like, it's just generally being a sad boy or girl or whoever. Like, this is what this band specializes in. It's their bread and butter. And this band is absolutely unmatched. Like, you're familiar with this band. You want to talk about them at all?
I like them a lot, Mike. Again, we talk about sophomore records being the make or break. I think with the singles already released from this thing, we already know this record is...
It's going to bang all the way through.
Yeah, this is going to push them into the stratosphere. I'm pretty sure they're already massive in the UK. America is going to find out about them real soon if they haven't already.
Yep.
And what is it? Is it Afterlife? That song is just an absolute banger.
Beyond Belief is my favorite.
Beyond Belief is great,
that one,
too.
Oh, my God. Just
these songs are already awesome. Oh, yeah, In Circles, too, right?
Yeah.
They've already got the songs, and they're gonna put them together on this record. And once touring resumes and everything, and people can see this band and this emotion live, it's all over, man. This is gonna be one of the big bands. They're gonna be like the next Movements or something like that.
Maybe 100%.
even more potential than Movements, honestly.
I feel like they fit right in that same vein as Movements.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I'd say that's a good comparison. But I can't say anything but great things about this band, and I'm really excited to dive in. I'm pretty sure, Thursday at 12:01, I am going to be putting this record on.
100%.
And that's why it's number one. This is the one I'm most intrigued about hearing from start to finish.
I think this album all the way through is going to be the record that I have to save until last to listen to, because I'm going to hear it and it's all I'm going to want to listen to. And it's going to affect how I listen to every other album that comes out this week. So I just need to save it for last. Get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Someone saying they remind them a little bit of Anne Berlin. Absolutely. I can see that too. They're maybe a little more modern, a little more heavy than Anne Berlin, but I do hear that, especially with the emotion and some of the vocals. But this is just an insanely good week for music, and
it's incredible.
Know you're gonna find something you're gonna love in these 6 releases.
We have such a diverse list. Like,
yeah,
I guess we're missing some pop punk.
It's pretty heavy, but
yeah, we're missing some more punk pop punk, but whatever.
But there is some really good stuff in here, and I'm stoked for this week, man.
It's lined up so incredibly well, and I feel so bad for all of these bands because they're all kind of competing for time with each other too. But like, I love weeks like this when I can just fully dive in for so long and just listen to new music all weekend.
Right.
It's going to be great. Like, I'm reorganizing my record collection, and all I'm going to do is just listen to new records. It's going to be great.
Awesome. And there was also 3 that we previewed last week.
Yes. Do you want to go over them real quick?
Why not? One was The Offspring.
Yep. We've got the new album from The Offspring.
I'm forgetting the other 2.
We've got the new album from The Armed, Detroit punk band.
Right, very punk.
And we've got the new instrumental album from Liquid Tension Experiment.
Right, yes.
For very proggy.
Yes,
gentlemen.
Two members of Dream Theater, so you know what you're getting into. One former member of Dream Theater, but yes. Yep. Very, very, very huge week. Yeah, let's do a quick a recap here. Number six.
So number six, we've got the new album Epilogue from To The Grave.
Number five.
Number five, we've got the new album Violence Unimagined by Cannibal Corpse.
And number four.
Number four, we've got the new EP Time Changes Nothing by Bellhaven.
Number three.
Number three, we've got New Age Filth by Hail the Sun.
Love this band. Number two.
So good. Number two, we've got Sleep Society by While She Sleeps.
And the record of the week, I'll let you say it, Mike, because I know you're so excited about it.
We've got The Greatest Mistake of My Life by Holding Absence coming in at number one. Straight to your ears. It's going to be a banger. Blow this band up. They deserve it more than anybody else in the scene except maybe Era.
Absolutely. I think they're too young to have made the greatest mistake of their life already.
I mean, you never know, dude.
Well, I guess like every greatest mistake you make of your life, mm-hmm. like of your life so far.
It's like that scene from The Simpsons, right? Where it's like, this is the worst day of my life. And Homer's like, the worst day of your life so far.
That also reminds me of Office Space when he's saying that too. Every mm-hmm. day is the worst day of my life. When he's talking to the therapist, and their mm-hmm. therapist's like, so today is the worst day of your life? He's like, yes. And the therapist goes, whoa, man, that's messed up.
Yep.
That's before the therapist dies and leaves him permanently hypnotized. But if you're, yes, go watch Office
what a great,
Space, everybody.
What a great movie.
One of the greatest.
I haven't watched that in a long time. I got to go back and watch it.
Just so many classic moments in that movie. So good.
Speaking of classic moments, you want to get into some honorable mentions?
Oh, yeah. We got tons, I bet. Let's go, Mike.
Oh,
honorable mentions this week.
So
give it to me.
So I'm going to start off with some EPs that we got coming out. It's kind of a surprise EP. It just got mentioned or like dropped. So I'm pretty excited for this. But we've talked about this individual on the show as well. We're getting a new EP from Pliny.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of good instrumental this week. Liquid Tension Experiment, Plenty.
Cool.
Going to be some good jams. Good jams. And there's another new EP. We've already heard five out of the six songs on it, so I didn't really want to talk about it on the main list. But August Burns Red is putting out this collection of singles.
Cool.
There's one that we haven't heard yet. It's pretty good. I think there's like a cover or two in there. They put out probably one of my favorite August Burns Red songs ever on it called Icarus. Where I forget his name, but the bass player is doing some clean singing on
Dustin.
It. Yeah, Justin's clean singing on
Dustin,
it.
Dustin.
The clean singing, it adds an entirely new element to August Burns Red that gets me reinterested in the band, and I think that they should do that on the new album much more whenever they drop that.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. And then
there
is a new album that I also want to talk about real quick, because this I want to see... Because I'm sure you know these guys. Are you familiar at all with Scooter?
Scooter?
The German electronic group?
No.
Really?
I don't believe so. I mean, like Scooter
they've got
spelled,
the Dear Maria, I Like It Loud.
I don't know, man. I've
really?
They certainly seem like something we would have played with at a German summer festival.
Oh, these guys are... great. They're absolutely huge. They've got 4 million monthly listeners.
Yeah, they've been a band for 25 years, I'm reading.
They've got the Logical song.
They've spent 500 weeks in the singles charts and 300 weeks in the album charts, selling over 30 million records, 80 gold and platinum records?
Yeah, these guys are insane.
Okay, this is huge. How do I not know this? Okay, sick. They got a new album coming out?
Yeah, the album is called God Save the Rave, and I'm so excited for this because this is like that weird niche of electronic music that I like. They've got the super high-pitched, like, electronic singy thing almost going on, and then that's like half of it, and then the other half is the, like, I guess the main guy, Scooter, or I don't know how they do it because I'm not very well versed in the band, but he actually does kind of like some screams and he's like, yeah, yeah, and like stuff like that. And it's just a good time. I love these guys.
Cool. No, I can't wait
to hear it.
I am shocked that I don't know that they sing in English by the looks of it too. So that's,
I'm sure you're going to put on a song or two and you're going to be like, oh yeah, I know this.
I heard this drunk as fuck in Rock'em Ring like in 2009. Yeah, probably.
100% probably.
There you go.
Oh, great.
Oh, people like Scooter. There you go.
That's what we like to hear. Coming in next, just aired his awesome episode. We've got Nothing Nowhere.
Yeah.
Releasing an acoustic version of Fake Friend. Which,
cool.
Honestly, I love that album. I'm so excited to hear some different takes on the songs from it. So, going to be
great. You mean Trauma Factory, like the whole album?
Yeah, it's a great album. Oh. Not the whole album acoustic, but just Fake Friend for now, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
So,
cool.
But absolutely awesome record still.
Sweet. Love them.
Coming in on the deathcore side of things, we've got a new single from Body Snatcher, who is an absolutely great upcoming deathcore, hardcore band. Always a great time whenever they release a single. I absolutely love this band. I hope with this they announce the album and pre-orders or something like that, because it's been a little bit overdue for them. I think they had something last year, but I want more material, right?
Sure.
We've also got a new single from probably one of my, I don't know if you'd consider them new metal. I consider them new metal, but one of my favorite new metal bands. We've got a new single from Fear Factory.
Oh, wow. Yeah, which is, I guess they're new metal. They've been around kind of longer than things were called new metal.
But
if
they
that
were.
Makes any sense, because you know they're from, I mean, I think they started in like the early 90s, right? But
yep.
But that'll be interesting. I feel like I haven't heard much from them in a while.
Their last album was like 2015, I think.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's a good return. They're releasing a single. They've got an album done, so I'm really excited about this. I absolutely love these guys. They're so much fun.
Yeah, no, it's classic stuff.
And if you're thinking new metal and you've never heard of Fear Factory and you're like, oh man, is this band going to sound like Limp Bizkit? No. This band sounds like Static X, stuff like that, end of the new metal spectrum.
Yeah, this is the stuff that kind of inspired...
More industrial, almost.
Right, inspired a lot of the new metal that came after it. This was,
yes,
for sure. Cool pick, Mike.
Awesome. And I know you're going to love this, because this is out. This is a single called Draculads by our boys Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Will from Creeper. It's it's probably the most punk the project's ever been.
Nice.
It's really, really fun single. They've announced their EP Salem 2, which is coming out in the end of May or June, I think. But that'll be a lot of fun. I really love these guys. They were on my EP of the year list. And I think they're incredible. Really talented. We've got a new single, and I think I heard it's going to be the last single before the album, from Gojira.
Oh, wow.
Amazing band.
Yeah.
Another one of those, like, are they metal? Are they progressive metal? Yeah. But they don't really fit in that. They're just something kind of above. It's so good, though. We've got a new single coming from Trash Boat.
Yeah.
Amazing group. Super talented.
Yeah, I believe I've heard this one.
Yeah.
If it's the one I heard, it's going to turn some heads for sure. I don't know if it's the one I heard, because I know they're working on a bunch of stuff, but I heard one of their new songs and it was like super good. So,
I mean, their last album, what was it? Crown Sadness or something like that, I think. I forget, but like that album's insanely good.
I think everything they've done has been really good. Crown Shyness, you're thinking of.
Yeah, Crown Shyness.
No, I think everything they've done has been really good. I think they're a really strong band. Sometimes they're a little under the radar, but I think that's like cool because like everything they do has so much meaning and stuff. Like I don't think they're designed to be like, hey, here's this like crazy like popular band everywhere. Like there's kind of more substance to them than that. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited for anything new Trash Boat.
100%. We're getting the last single from electronicore band One Morning Left. I absolutely love these guys. We watched them when we were going through the crappy music videos a couple weeks ago.
Yes, that's right.
If you're listening on the podcast, come join us. We do stupid stuff after we record.
That's right. We do stupid stuff. Sometimes it gets very stupid.
These guys are very stupid. We've got another electronicore band called Make My Day out of Japan. They're absolutely incredible. They're more on the metalcore side, but I've never heard a bad song from these guys. They're releasing a new single. I can't wait to hear it. We've got a new song from If I Die First off of their split EP that they are doing with See You Space Cowboy.
Yes.
Very excited to hear this. These guys are always incredible. We've got a new single from Quicksand, which I don't know a lot about Quicksand. I think they're a punk band.
Yeah. Yes,
I really
are.
Recognize the name, so I'm like, I got to toss this in here.
Yeah, Quicksand, you know, well, they're kind of like, when I think of post-hardcore, like when people throw that word around, and let's be honest, the term...
It gets thrown around.
It gets thrown around, and like, I don't really even know what it means anymore.
Yeah, like, you know? People called Asking Alexandria post-hardcore, people called Chiodos post-hardcore, people call Hail the Sun post-hardcore.
Right.
It's kind of a fiddle.
So when I think of post-hardcore, I think of like Fugazi, you know, which was like direct response, like the meaning of post-hardcore means like the bands that the hardcore kids started after they were that weren't hardcore anymore, right? And Quicksand was one of those bands. So it was, you know, members of like Gorilla Biscuits and other New York hardcore bands formed Quicksand, and it became kind of like the start of let's say we could call it nu metal. The start of stuff that like, you know, like Deftones or I guess like Shelter or Helmet, you know.
Love Helmet.
That kind of genre. They were very synonymous with that scene.
It's like grunge, but heavier than grunge. Like right in there.
Yeah, with some punk influences, but not like fast the way that like punk and hardcore is, like kind of slower. But yeah, like Quicksand, I mean, these absolute legends. Walter Schreifel's lead vocalist, also the he was also in Gorilla Biscuits. I mean, he was in a ton of bands, to be honest. Walter Schreifel's, he was on the podcast before too. So definitely very, very excited, and it's very, very cool. This is not something that they just shit out every other year. This is a big deal.
I saw that the article. I said Quicksand set to release new single, and it's the first in like I don't know how many years, so I was like, I know this band's name, I don't know a lot about them, let's talk about it.
I feel like they put out a record a few years back and it was like the first one since like the 90s, but I'm not really sure what I'm not sure what this is, so I'll definitely be excited to check it out.
Yeah, they released an album in 2017, and the last one before that was 95. So,
exactly. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's all the singles I've got for this week.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
There's a, maybe one coming out that
is there?
Maybe I heard about. Maybe.
Really?
Just a, like a little birdie told me.
Really?
That there might be something coming out that is maybe you need to check your list just real quick again.
Hold on.
Just if there's anything there. Maybe look at towards
everybody
the,
stop texting me so I can read one of these.
Towards the like bottom end of the alphabet, not quite at the end. Sort of around the
it's right around the T.
The R S T yes.
T
yes, R S T U V in there, yes. Yeah.
Silverstein
has
a new single called Bankrupt coming out.
Yes.
And honestly, I've been a little vocal with how I feel about this. The only song that I need about banks is King for a Day by Pierce the Veil featuring Kellen Quinn.
Okay. Then let's then maybe we'll just cancel the release of it then.
Probably, just because I said so. No, what's up? Talk to me about this song. I want to hear about it.
Oh,
I haven't heard it yet. contrary to popular belief, Shane doesn't go over Silverstein stuff with me.
No. This is a natural thing. We don't do a lot of preparation. I like to have the conversation on the air. It's a little more real that way. But yeah, I'll tell you all about it. So, you know, pretty much we put out a record. Actually, before I say this, I want everybody to make sure that you check out the Silverstein stream tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on our channel, Silverstein Music, twitch.tv/Silverstein Music. We're going to be talking this up. We're going to be playing some behind the scenes from the studio, from the video shoot that we did. There's going to be tons of that. I cannot play the song right now. I will. It's coming out soon, though. It's coming out in like, I think it's coming out tomorrow afternoon. We have
tomorrow afternoon.
We're doing a thing where it's getting all synced together at a time. So this is just to stick it to the Australians because they always get everything first.
As Daft Punk would like to say, around the world.
Yes, exactly. It's not fair. So we're doing it all at the same. Yes, pre-save the song on Spotify. But just a little backstory first is we put out the Beautiful Place to Drown album March of 2020, literally a week before the entire world shut down. And it was a real, like, it really sucked, man. And I think that as much as, like, we are like, okay, we're fine. Yeah, we're good. We're going to do these, like, fun videos like Quarantine and all this. Like, we were pretty down, all of us collectively. Like, we were pretty down, pretty sad, pretty concerned. Yeah. And all the things
who
that happened,
honestly,
you know, in the state of the world. You know, it was really a hard time, and I think the key to it was just we were angry, and that was what came out of us was a really, really angry song. This is probably the heaviest thing we've ever done. I'm not just saying that. I think this is probably the heaviest thing we've ever done. It's very, very
deathcore, Steen.
It wouldn't. It's not deathcore heavy, but it's.
I would never expect deathcore.
It's
from
like
me, don't get me wrong.
You're gonna hear this main riff, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, okay, I see what he's talking about."
So what I'm expecting is I'm expecting something that sounds like "Bring Me" is post-human survival horror.
I'd say like Bring Me is definitely a band that we've really, really respected over the last few releases. Mm-hmm. Not to say like they're a huge like you know influence or anything, but I think that anytime a band that's in kind of our post-hardcore genre, or whatever, we're doing something that's good and modern, there's going to be like a little bit of a nod to Bring Me, just because Bring Me is like literally doing everything great.
They're the godfather right now.
They're really great. So,
if you're making music in our scene, you're saying Bring Me isn't influencing you. I'm saying you're wrong.
Sure. If somebody said, "Oh, this sounds like new Bring Me the Horizon," I would be like, "Well, thank you very much." That's what I would say. But this this song is not about us being bankrupt. This song is not a sob story about us losing all the money we were supposed to make from our tour getting canceled. You'll see that bankrupt, the term means more of like, you know, morally bankrupt. Than financially bankrupt and you know everything that's been going on.
So it is like King for a Day.
Maybe. So that's coming out tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. I think it's some of the rawest vocal performances I've ever been able to put on tape.
Oh yeah.
As well. And yeah, man, we spent a lot of time on this track too, because we recorded this just like standalone. It's not an album or anything. It was just like, we're going in to do one song.
Well, I mean, that's what we were told Burn It Down was going to be. So let's see what happens. But,
oh, what, you don't like Burn It Down?
No, we were told it was going to be a standalone single, and then it became on the album.
Well, we put it on the album because our label was like, what are you stupid?
So that's what's going to happen with this song, isn't it, Shane?
I mean, I don't know if this will end up on the next album or not, but my take is like, if you have a standalone single and you don't end up putting it on an album, I feel like it kind of just gets lost, like in the like grand scheme of time. Yeah. Like someone goes back and they're like, "Oh yeah, like I want to listen to this on vinyl," and then they're like, "Oh well, it never was on the record, so I can't."
Oh, it's just a 7-inch. Let me change my player.
Like, maybe if you even make a 7-inch. Like, so that's part of why we put another standalone single we did was the song Ghost, which we also put on Dead Reflection album, and Burn It Down we also put on the album, just because we feel like they're still good songs and they make sense with the record. And so I'm not saying that this will or won't be. We haven't even started recording the full length, so no idea. But regardless, this is really exciting for us tomorrow. We're getting a lot of love from the powers that be. So I'm stoked for this, and I encourage everybody. 11 a.m. Eastern, I think people are saying. We're doing a thing, and tomorrow, 6 p.m., we'll be talking all about it. So,
pre-save, is there going to be a music video for us to share around?
There is a music video.
Music video.
And I'm going to say this right now. We've made...
A lot.
I honestly don't know how many videos we've made. 25, maybe? Mm-hmm. Like, at least? This is 100% the best video we've ever made.
There have definitely been some bad ones.
I hate like 90% of our videos. Like, not like I think they're bad, like I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I hate them. I get the video, the cut for the video back. I'm like, okay, how stupid do I look? Okay, I don't look that stupid. Fine, release it, and then I never watch it again. So the fact that this video is actually fucking rad has me really stoked.
I'm excited to see it, and I'm excited to hear the song, and I'm glad we took the time to talk about it.
Because,
I mean, obviously, as much as we do talk about new music on the show, and we talk about other bands, you are definitely in a band. And
I am, sure am.
Sometimes you guys release stuff, and we have to talk about it, and I have to hide how bad I think it is. Just kidding.
Yeah, you know, and there's no album. What are people talking about? There's a full length. I never said there was a full length. There's no full length. We have not recorded.
There's a full length.
We have not recorded anything except Bankrupt. Okay? There's nothing.
That's what he legally has to tell you.
There's nothing else. This is it.
There's new Silverstein album is not real.
There is no album coming. There is no album release. There may be
no album coming.
Eventually we will record an album. We have not.
They're never releasing an album again.
So at some point there will be an album. There's a new album that came out only 1 year ago too. Let's keep that in mind. I know it's been a long fucking
only
year.
Only 1 year? You know how I listen to music. That's a long time ago, Shane.
I guess, except like you listen to so many albums, I feel like you don't have how do you even have the time? Like you probably want bands to spread their albums out further.
No, because then I get to listen to less, because then if everybody does that, then there's less music. If bands spread out their albums and it gets better material, Mike, that's cool too.
Mike listened to over 700 albums in 2020.
That's just the new stuff. That's not even me being nostalgic.
I don't even know what to say. I just said the word kill for no reason. I'm like, kill. I don't know why I said that. I'm just, my mind is absolutely blown. Anyway, definitive list of the week right there. We got a great top six, lots of honorable mentions. Yeah, don't miss the new Silverstein.
Lots of stuff from last week too.
And yep.
Honestly, even next week is going to be a bunch of bangers. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time.
100%. Thank you everybody for tuning in. That's our podcast.
As always, that's our podcast.
So I was sitting in my cubicle today, and I realized ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.